Zog de Gemara daf samach beiz, omed beiz, de tapir omed. Tanya ben azay oime al kol mishkaf, shchav, on all types of beds you can sleep, chutz min akarka. This is a halacha mitzad brius. We're saying on hogas toivis that can affect a person's health, his well-being. Sleep on any mattress, on any bed, any couch, chutz min akarka. Don't sleep on the ground, because if the ground, directly on the ground, you get catch a cold. It's not a good thing. It's not healthy. If there's a thin mattress there, if there's even a sheet there, there's a machzeles, that's something else. But we're talking about directly on the karka. Because otherwise, it's be'etzim shver. We know, state in Mishnah, that Darka Shel Torah is ala oretz tishan. So what does ala oretz tishan mean? Here it says that chutz min karka. So ala oretz tishan can mean that you don't sleeping on a you're not sleeping on a fancy bed, but you're sleeping on a simple machzeles, ala oretz tishan, with just a simple sheet or just a ksus. That's all it is. Or maybe Taka Chayetzar Tichya, it's without any Tanugus Olam Hazeh. And with Taka saying that Darka Shel Torah would mean without any Tanugim, that's Chayetzar Tichya. It would Taka mean without anything. But over here the Gemara is saying that because of Brius, don't sleep on the Karka. Al Kol Moishav Shev, you can sit on all types of things and stools and chairs. Chutz min HaKoira, do not sit on a beam. If you're going to sit on a beam, you're going to put yourself in a situation of sakona. As a matter of fact, the Goyin says in Imre Noyam that as soon as a person enters a matzav of pachad, miyad sotin mekatreg. So going into a dangerous situation, the sotin is mekatreg. That's when he wakes up. You're arousing the sotin. So al kol moishav shev chutz min hakoira. Zog demar Omar Shmuel, sheina bamud hashachar. If someone sleeps bamud hashachar, meaning at the time of amud hashachar, is it's healthy for the body, like the added layer that you have on a piece of barzel, of metal. So you add an additional layer to strengthen it. So too over here, it strengthens the body. Yitzia, when a person relieves himself, Bamuda Shachar, in the morning, again, it's healthy. It's like an added layer that you put around a barzel. Zog die Gemara, ba kapora haben maz ben mila bedinri. Ba kapora would sell mili. Mili means good advice. Bedinri. He used to sell it for dinrim. So, and this were some of the advices that he used to sell. For instance, ad de kafnes echoil. Meaning, ad de kafnes. When you're hungry, before you get hungry, eat. Once you're already hungry, then food is not going to help you. It's not going to do the job that it's supposed to do. Add the kafnes before you turn hungry, achoil. Or at least don't wait till after that. Add the tzochis, shesei. Meaning, when you're thirsty, don't wait till after that. As soon as you're hungry, as soon as you're thirsty, that's when you should eat, that's when you should drink. The Goyin in Imre Noyim says that these are mesholim, that's referring to Talmud Torah. That means don't push off Talmud Torah. You have something to learn, don't wait for tomorrow. It's going to take you, push it off, you'll never get to it. So when you're hungry, when you're ready for something, do it right away when it comes to Torah. The next advice he said, Adiratcha Kederecha Shvoich, meaning, just like you have a kedera that is being reteach, that is boiling, a kettle that's boiling, it's going to overflow. So too over here. Pour it out before it overflows. That means when a person has to relieve himself, don't wait till it comes out, because you have to relieve yourself. Don't hold it back. Zok Rashi, koidim shetitztanen moshulu, kshata tzorchlen ekvecho, when you have to relieve yourself, shvoich, va'al tisha oisom, do not wait around. Don't keep it in. You keep it in, that's not good advice. The question that's asked, that there's an issa to keep it in, is an issa of bal tishaktsu. So what are we saying over here, good advice? The teretz is that sometimes chamira sakanta miyisura. Here we're saying mitzad the sakona shaboy, not mitzad the issa. Mitzad the issa is an issa of bal tishaktsu. Now we're saying advice, it's also a sakona. The next advice he gave is kana kaya beroimi. When you hear the sound of a horn being blown in Rome, so it's a simon that buyers are looking to buy to einim. And then it's a good time for you to sell. It's a there's a lot of buyers. It's a seller's market. Then you can make a good profit. Bar mazbin te'eni. So again, Karnakaya b'roimi, parmazmin te'eni. When the horn is blown in Rome, when you hear that, then you know that people want to buy te'enim. Te'ena davucha zavin. And if you're a son of someone who sells, so if he's not home, your father, then sell on his behalf, because he'll be very happy that you sold the te'enim on his behalf, that he sells, because there are buyers available now. Zogdemar omle abay l'rabonon. Ki aylesa b'shvili d'mechoyza l'mepik bay b'chaklo. When you come into the small alleyways of the city of Mechoyza, and you're going through the fields, so le'techzu lo'lahachkisa lo'lahachkisa. Do not look to the right, don't turn to the left. Why? Because dil me'yasvi insha v'lavoich aralis t'kule b'hu. There's two gesorias here. Either insha, either people might be there, or noshi might be sitting there. The point is, in the fields, that's where people used to go use the outhouses to relieve themselves. So when you're going through these fields, so then don't turn to the right, don't to the left. Dilma yasvin noshi or inshi. There might be women there. So it's not orichara to look at them at this time. Now, the question is, it's not just orichara. It's an istatim mistakel at a noshim, especially when they megal themselves. The answer is, we're talking about that you're not looking b'derech istaklus habota. It's like a riyab alma. You're walking. You're just walking by. So even that, you should be careful not to turn to the right, to the left. If it's going on anoshim, so then it's better the girsa. Then it's not referring to noshim. Zog di gemara. The following story: Rav Safra ole beis akise. Rav Safra entered the beis akise to relieve himself. Also, Reb Abba came. Nochal le'abova. He knocked on the door. It was a Pesach. There was a door, so he wanted to knock on the door to let people know inside that. I want to know if anyone's in. Could I enter or not? So what happened was, Omalei. So Rav Safra was inside the bathroom, said to Rav Abba, Leomar, enter. No problem, I'm about to come out. Zog di Gemara, Rav Abba did not want to enter because he didn't want to go as long as Rav Safra was still inside. Rav Safra said, come in, meaning you can come in, I'm about to come out. Bosa the Nofik, after Rav Safra exited, Omalei, so Abba told him, Ad hashtalaya yalta l'soil v'gamat l'chmila de Seir, meaning, you did not go to the land of Seir, which is Rome, and you're already acting like the Romans. The Romans are not tznuah v'beis hakisei. Lav ochi t'nan. How did you speak out in the beis hakisei? You're not supposed to speak in the beis hakisei. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Medura, there was a big fire, Hoysasham, meaning in the Harabayas, Ubeis Akisa shall kovoid, meaning there was a Beis Akisa shall kovoid that the Kahanim used to use and relieve themselves. And they had a Madura over there to warm themselves up because it was chilly. Why was it called the Beis Akisa shall kovoid? What's covered about it? Because you're supposed to act in a machovedic way. You don't talk in there. You don't enter when someone else is in there. Motzanol when it's locked, when it's closed. But you do a Shesham Adim, you know someone's in there, so you wait. You wait till he exits. Matzah Pesuach, if it's open, but you do a Shesham Adim, there's no one in there. Don't expect someone there. Whoever's in there would close the door. Alma lav oirach aru. So we see clearly it's not oirach aru. Meaning, why did you speak in the Beis HaKisei? You're not supposed to speak in the Beis HaKisei. Before we said it's al shedim. So here we're saying it's also not oirach aru, it's not tznius. So why did you answer? Why did you say Leomar? Zog di Gemara, v'hu sovah, Rav Safra, the reason why he answered was, is mesukano hu. He thought that Rav Abba is in a situation where he has to relieve himself. It's a sakona. So he wanted to tell him, come in. If someone is about to relieve himself and he holds it back, maybe he's holding the adroiken, he comes to the illness of adroiken. It affects his stomach, blows up. Silen achoizer. If he holds back meraglayim, the first one is going on rei, the second one is going on meraglayim, maybe it's odem lidei yarokoin. It brings a person lidei yarokoin, which is another choyli. Zok demor rabbeloza, all the basic kisei, rabbeloza went to the basic kisei. Osahu parso, there's different gesorias over here. Some say it's referring to a roimo, because the parsim were very tznius in basic kisei. So the gesorias is ramoi, or it's parsoi, but upon him, what did he do? Dachke, this Roman or this Persian just came in and pushed away rabbeloza. I need to use the restroom. And he pushed him out. Come, Rabbi Lozav and Nofik. Rabbi Lozav got up and he left. Osa droikna, so a snake came, shamta lekakashe. He came from below, from where he was sitting, and he went into the goof of this Roman, and he killed him, and he took out his whole innards, his kishkas. Koya le Rabbelozer, so Rabbelozer said about this, does state in Yishaya Novi, state in Posuk ve'etein odom tachtecho. So he said, al tiki odom ele edoim. I'll put an odom tachtecho edoim. An edom tachtecho from under him, they were destroyed because the snake came from under him. Ve'etein edom tachtecho. So here we see the gears of Ramoy makes a lot of sense because edom is the Romans, not the Persians. So ve'etein edom tachtecho, besides the parasoim, it's new, and they basically say it also coincides with the pasuk of ve'etein edom tachtecho. Now, the din of tznius, I'm not speaking to Beis Akisei, there's reasons either because of tznius or because of shadim. There are nafkaminas, obviously, because if there's no one there, then there's no problem of tznius. Let's say a person talks on the phone. So mitzat shadim, it's a problem even if no one's there. Mitzat tznius, there's no problem of tznius. No, that person on the other line doesn't know where you are, so it's not a chesaron of tznius. But the maisa, we're choshev for shadim, we don't speak, and especially b'shas, the person mefana, it's also to speak. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara continues now about the tznius of the Beis Akisei. Zok the Gemara. This is referring to David HaMelech, when Shaul was chasing David to kill him. So Shaul went into the Ma'orah to relieve himself. And David was in that Ma'orah. So he could have killed Shaul HaMelech at the time. He didn't kill him, but rather he just cut off a piece of his beged. And when Shaul came out, he showed him, I could have killed you, but I had pity on you. Zog the Gemara, Va'omar, what do you mean Va'omar? Va'omarti, he should have said, I could have, he's talking about himself, Miboyle, Va'omarti Miboyle. Why does it say Va'tochos, V'chasti, I had pity on you. What is Va'tochos? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbelozo, Omer David L'shol, David L'shol, Min Atera Ben Arigato, Min Araisa, you're Hashkim L'horgoy, I'm allowed to kill you. Habo L'horgoy, Hashkim L'horgoy, he was a Roidif. He wanted to kill him, so Hashkim L'horgoy. Shai Roidif Ato, Va'tera Omer Rabbelozo, Hashkim L'horgoy. The midas atznius that you have a tznius that you were tznius tznu in the basic kisak. The Gemara is going to describe. That's why I did not kill you. Zogdim Mahi, what's the midas atznius that Shaul had? Zogdim Odichsev. It says when Shaul went to this ma'or, it says Vayovel Gidus Atzoyin Aladerech Veshama Or. It was a ma'or. Vayovel Shaul LaHosech Azraglov. He went to Hosech Azraglov. It means to relieve himself. Zogdim Ma'or Tono. He went into a double geder. He went into a double cave. Tsanua in such a way. And that was the tznius that David HaMelech saw, how he acted in the Beis Kisei. Lahosech. What does Lahosech mean? Lahosech on his raglov. Omer b'lozem alamet shesichich atzme kesuka. He used a cloak and he was mesach himself like a sukkah between his feet. And that was the midas tznius that he had in the Beis Kisei. Zok di Gemara. And he cut the corner of his cloak. At the end of the day, it's mevazeh begodim. It's about tashchis. Where's that curse at toiv for the beged that warms a person? You're cutting off a piece of the beged. So what happened? You're not nana from the begodim. Shenemar. And at the end of his life, because he was mevazeh the big day shol, clothing did not warm him up. Zog the Gemara, Im Hashem hesitcho v'yorach mincho. Meaning, David told Shaul HaMelech, Im Hashem hesitcho bi, yorach mincho. Hashem was maced me to hate you. So yorach mincho. He should accept my tefillah, my mincha, that we should make up, that your anger should be removed from me. Omer Rabbelozer, Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeTayin on David HaMelech. Maces Korisoli, you call me a maces? I am maces you to hate Shaul. Harei ani mechshilcha beDavid shafilu tinok shebeis Rabban yoydinoisei. Now I'm going to punish you. You'll forget even something a pasuk that children in particular tinok shebeis Rabban know. Dichsivit says in a pasuk in Shmoyis, Kisis says Roish Bnei Yisrael Lifkudiem in Kisiso. Sefer Shmoyis, it says, Kisis is Rosh Bnei Solif Kudiem, V'nosi Ishkoi V'nafshoi. You're not supposed to count people's heads, but rather you count a Machtza Shekel. And if you do count, then there'll be a Magefa. This is protecting you from Ein Hara, from Magefa. So what did David HaMelech do? Zog the Mora miyad vayamad asotan al Yisrael. Meaning, he was caused David HaMelech was maces David. To count them directly without a coin, counted the heads. Uksiva yoses David behem lemo leich meneis Yisrael vechem de meninu loishok minai koifer. He did not take a koifer, but rather he counted them directly. So the magefa came. There was a magefa that took from the morning until the eis moyed. Zog the Mora my eis moyed. Until when did the magefa continue? Oh my Shmuel sova. Chasnei the Rav Chanina Mishmei Shmuel Sova Chasnei the Shver from Rav Chanina said in his name Mishmei the Rav Chanina Mishas Shchita Satomet from the morning at Shas Rikosoi until the Zerik on the Mizbeach. So that's the Zman of how long the Magefa took, because the Zrik is the Gemara of the Korban. Rabbi Yochanan at Chatzois Mamash Tol Chatzois from the morning until the Zman of Chatzois. That's called the Zman of the Shachar. It's Koshal HaKrovet, Tol Chatzois. So that is how long the Magefa was killing the people. Zogti Gomorrah V'yomil HaMalach HaMashkiz Bo'om. So, V'yomer LeMalach HaMashkiz Bo'om Rav. Meaning, enough killing. Omer Rabbi Lozer, Omer LeKosh Bo'ch LeMalach, Toili Rav, take someone, a great person, that should be a kapora for all the other people. So I can utilize his misa, will be mechapora, misa tzadikim is mechaper, so that his misa will be mechaper on many averes. The great general Avisha ben Tzruya, he was worthy, equivalent to Roiv of the Sanhedrin, more than 35 people. He was Roiv of Sanhedrin, 36. He was equivalent to 36 of the Sanhedrin. Zog the Gemara. It says, "Uvahashchiz ro Hashem ba'inochem." Hashem was put at ease when this magefa took place. My ro, what did he see? What did he see that he was ve'inochem and he put at ease and he stopped the magefa? What did he see? What was the riyah? Zok di gemara omer Rav ro Yaakov avinu. He saw Yaakov. Why? Because it says by Yaakov, "Vayoyim Yaakov kasher ro'om." It says when he saw the malachim going up and down, ro'om machnis alekim. So it says the lashon of riyah by Yaakov. So we dashning that he saw the schus of Yaakov. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, "Afroi shal Yitzchak." He saw the Efer of Yitzchak. Shenem alekim yiraleaseh, meaning that the seh was brought as a carbon instead of him. Dakedas Yitzchak. That was the schus that he saw. Zog the Gemara, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Omar Kesef Akipur Kesef Kipur Imra, meaning by the first count in the Midbar, they actually gave the Kesef Kippurim. They didn't count the minion of the people directly. So he saw that schus, Shenem, because it says over there, V'lekachtas Kesef HaKippurim Eiz B'nei Yisrael. So he saw that they did it right then. So that was, that put it, was Vayinochem. And it stopped the Magefa. Rabbi Yochanan Beis HaMikdash Ro, he saw the Beis HaMikdash, Dichsiv, that will be built, Dichsiv, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. It's the Loshen Riyah, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. So Memela, that's what Loshen of Ra, Vahashchiz Ra, he saw the Yehroya, he saw the Beis HaMikdash. Zog the Mora, additional machlekes, pligi bo Reb Yanke bar Idi, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, chadom ha-kesef ha-kipurim Ra, chadom ha-Beis HaMikdash Ra. Umistavik mandom Beis HaMikdash Ra, shenema ha-she yeomar ha-yoim bahar Hashem Yehroya. So that's more mistava, because by kesef ha-kipurim it doesn't say Loshen of Ria, but the Beis HaMikdash says Ria, so it's more mistava that that's what he Ra. That's what he saw. Zok the Gemara lo yikonis odom laharabayis b'makloi. A person shouldn't enter with his staff and his stick in a harabayis. And it says lo yaseda kapandia, you shouldn't make it a shortcut. Zok the Gemara ma kapandia, what is kapandia? Omer ove kapandia kishmo. That's the name. Kapandia means shortcut in Aramaic. That's what it is. Rav chona ba'adim ishmei, the Rav same brei, the Rav mori omar, kamando om inish, ad makifno adore eil b'ho. It's a lushan, it's like a nutrikan. Kapandia means ad makifno adore. Instead of being makif adore, instead of going around the homes, a'ayul boho, I will go in directly. I'll make a shortcut. That's lashon of kapandria. Ad makifna adore, instead of going, being makif adore, the homes, a'ayul boho, so I'll go directly through. That's the shortcut. So that's kapandria, kapandria, meaning ad makifna adore, a'ayul boho. That's kapandria. Zog di gemara. If someone enters a shul, I'm a nashiloi la soise kapandia. My intention is not to make a kapandia. My intention is to remain there, to daven. And then I end up using the back door as a shortcut. That's muta. Muta la soise kapandia. You're allowed to use it as a shortcut afterwards, even though you're shortening your distance of where you have to go to, because I went to daven. Rabbevo Omar, another way it's muta to make a kapandia in a shul. Im ha yeshvil mi koroi. If there was a path before the shul was built, and this is where I usually travel through, and now they built the shul, then it's also muta. Then it's also muta. Others learned that this is a condition in the last teretz, meaning if you are nichnas shaloila says kapandia, then it's mutter if it was a shvil miyikora. But that's not the pasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is pasha saying another oifen. If someone went to daven, that's where he entered, then mutter, la seiz kapandia. They're allowed to make kapandia on their way out. Shenemar, it says in the posuk, uvevoi amo oretz lifnei Hashem b'moyadim. So over there it says that you enter the tzar tzofoin, and you go out tzar, a different shah negev. So we see al kaponim that since they entered to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, to come to the Eibishter, mitzvah of riyah, so mele they were out of exit from a different shah, because once you entered for tefillah, then you're allowed to exit, even if it's a shorter distance, a way out. Now, la halacha, the bi'halacha brings that if you go to a shul and you say a few psukim, and then you use it as a shortcut, that's also sufficient. Which is be'etzem chiddush, because the Gemara over here says you're going to daven. Don't stop, you say Ashrei Yoshev B'Sechi, you say one posuk, or a few psukim. So that's a chiddush that he says, l'maisa in kufnun aleph. But that's klar. If someone does this bekvias, he constantly does this, that's for sure also, even according to this head of the Bi'alocha, but then already it's not, that's already, he says, that's already a kviyastika thing, then it's also for sure. Zog du maru, kikim ekab choymer. You're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMikdash from a kal. Now back to the Mikdash. You're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash from kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'choymer? Zog du maru, omer Rabibi, omer Rabbi Shuman Levi, kol ha-roikek ba-rabayis bizman hazeh. The kal v'choymer is that if madach, if you're not allowed to wear your shoes, which is not a mevuzah thing, so for sure you're not allowed to spit, which is mevuzah. Now the Gemara says that even bizman hazeh, omer Rabibi, omer Rabbi Shuman Levi, kol ha-roikek ba-rabayis bizman hazeh, meaning even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, like the Mashal says, kedusha l'shoni kitcha l'shaita l'osid lovoy. So the kedusha is there from what's it called, from kedusha l'shoni, so you're not allowed to spit bizman hazeh either there. I mean, not allowed to go there, but if you spit there, they would be over on this issa. It's as if you're spinning in the bas ayin of the Eibishter. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, voye einay velibi shom kalayomim, kalayomim means even after the churban. Omer over kikah beis hakneses, but in the shul it's shaya. Now this is talking about bisman where the floors weren't paved, was earth floors. So then spittle gets absorbed. So it's mutan beis kneses. In the homes they also spit, but bisman as there we have tiles. Then avad it's also to mivaza beis kneses, like a person wouldn't spit in his own home either. As always, mevur to be halacha definitely shouldn't do it lechatchila. Omer over kikah beis hakneses is shaya midina, it's muta. It's not like the base of Mikdash, just like a lot of wear shoes in the base Knesses. Midi dava minol, just like shoes. We compare spitting to shoes. Ma minol, just like minol. Baharabais is also base Knesses muta in your shul. You're allowed to just in Harabais. It's also Afri Kika Soto when it comes to spitting. Baharabais is also the base Knesses is muta. Zogma omel rapopa l'rove, v'amilo rabina l'rove, v'amilo rab adaba masa l'rove. Adi yol of minol, why are you learning out spitting from shoes? And shoes is muta in the base Knesses. And only in the Harabais it's also, but it's mut in the base Knesses. So to spitting, maybe nail of mikapandia, maybe compare spitting to a shortcut. And shortcut is also in the base Knesses. So ibazoi, maybe it should be also to spit in a shul too. Just like kapandia is also. Why are you learning rekika from minol that it's mutter, learn rekika from kapandia? Omalei, so he told him, Tani Yolif. Tana learns Rikika from Minol. Va'at amred mi kapandia. You want to learn it from kapandia? The Brayse says behedya, where you learn it from. Zog Gemara, where do we see so? Mahi, where is this Tana? Zog Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Lo yikodam ronos lahabayis, lo bemakloi, shabu yodi shun, enter with your staff, v'lo yiminol shabaroglo, with your shoes on, v'lo yimoy satsurim, lo yisadino, your money belt, u'upundosoi, or Morris that's stamined in a handkerchief, u'upundosoi, or in a money belt, mufshalas lachoyrov, or a hobo bag, you're carrying your money in a bizoindic way, like a schoyr, like in a marketplace. All this is us in the base of Mikdosh. In Harabayis, but like I said, a kapani, you can't make it a shortcut. Urekika, and you can't spit. Mikabel choymer minol. It says from where? From minol. Rekika, you learn from minol. If minol is osir, it's not mavuza. So for sure, rekika is osir. Uma minol sheimer dech bizoin. Marach minol is not a bizoin. Omra teri, the teri says. Shalno lechem aglecho. The teri said by Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to the snare. Remove your shoes. Rekika shudech bizoin lekolshken. For sure, you can't spit in a Harabayis. So we see clearly that the Tana learns Rekika from Minol. So if Minol is Mutan based Knesses, so Rekika is Mutan based Knesses. And not, you don't learn Rekika from Kapandia. Zog di Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Tzorech, you don't have to learn from a Kal v'Chomer from Minol in Harabayis. Harei Oimer, it says clearly, Ki Ein Lo V'Yal Shara Melech Bil Rush Sak, you're not allowed to come. Esther, it says over there that Mordechai, it was told, Ein Lo V'Yal Shara Melech Bil Rush Sak, you can't come to see the Melech Bos V'Dom Bil Rush Sak. It's not disgusting to wear a sack. Still, you're not allowed to go enter and meet the king in such a way. So rekika, shimuusa rekika, which is disgusting. For sure, it's also. So meaning, you don't have to learn out rekika from a kavachoymer from minol. Shteitin posik that you're not allowed to go to a melech bas v'dom bevusak by Esther. So kol shekein lifnei malchei hamelochim, you can't do rekika. And for sure that should be osur. The Mashal says that if you're not allowed to go to melech bas v'dom bevusak, so kol shekein to the melech malchei hamelochim, you should be careful in the begodim that you wear. You shouldn't wear begodim that are like levusak, not mechubed. So it's a kal v'chomer lifnei melech malchei hamelochim for sure. Zog di Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Doimer, ein etzorich. Oh, you saw that. Zog di Gemara, Omalei. So he told him back, Ano hachi kamina. What I meant to say is as follows. Neima hacha l'chumra v'hacha l'chumra. Maybe let's learn that by both of them it should be osa. Meaning, Bahara Bais it should be l'chumra, and Osa and Beis Knesset should be l'chumra. Both of them, it should be osa to be roikik. And not just in the Har Bais, also in the Beis Knesset. Zog di Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel Omer Aleph Ve'ema, and we should say as follows: Harabayis the osu b'minol. In the Harabayis, you takan allowed to enter with shoes. So leil for miminol. So rekika in Harabayis, you takan learn from minol. However, when it comes to the shul, Avabeis Akneses is the shori b'minol. In a shul, you're allowed to go with minol. So why do you learn rekika from minol? And when it comes to the Beis Knesses, adiyolif miminol. Meaning, why do you learn rekika from minol? That it's mut in the Beis Knesses ulaheter neilef mi kapandia. You should learn rekika from kapandia in the Beis Knesses, just like it's also to make a kapandia shortcut in the Beis Knesses, even though it's not disgusting. So for sure, it should be also to do a rekika in the Beis Knesses ula iser. So neilef mi kapandia ula iser. That's the kasha. The kasha is the one we say both lechumra. Rekika should be also in the Beis Knesses because it's just like kapandia is osir, so for sure rekika is osir, and rekika should be osir in a harabayis, just like minol is osir, so too rekika is osir in the nazora. So both should be lechumra. Zok di Gemara, elo, omar rove. The reason why rekika is mutan beis knesses midina is ki beisoi. We compare it to the home, a person's own abode. Ma beisa kapandria kopid insha. What's a person makbid on? Don't use my home as a shortcut. I don't want strangers walking through my home as a shortcut. So I'm makbid on kapandia. However, arikiko minaloi kopit. I'm not makbid myself even to be roikik or to wear shoes because in my home, especially when it's an earthen floor, I'm roikik over there. I wear shoes and I'm also roikik. So I'm not kopit in my own home. So we compare it to Beisoi. Kapandria the osir, rekiko minol shori. The enechami kapandria is taka osir, because just like if you're makbid in your own home, don't use my home as a shortcut. But rekika and minol is mutter, because you're not makbid in your own home. So rekika and minol is shori in the Beis Knesses. In the Bahar Bais, it's osir, but in Beisoi, it's mutter. So halacha comes out, and that's what we pass in taka, in Kufnun Aleph. that makloi tarmiloi, all this is mutter in the Beis Knesses. Legabei spitting in the Beis Knesses, so it's Mishabura brings over there that shouldn't be done, because like we said, today we don't have earthenware floors. It's tiled. It's a wooden floor. So it's taka something that's not bechovedik. It's a bizoyan, especially if a person doesn't spit in his own home. If a person is makbe not spit in his own home and he does in shul, that's taka bizoyan. So spitting is not done. When it comes to kapandia is taka also even in Beis Knesses. That's also even bezmanazeh. Kapandia is also even Beis Knesses, not just Beis Mikdosh, unless you have the tenoim of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that yohelich lispalel, or is a derech mikora. The bi'alocha, like I said, brings that even if you say a posuk or three psukim, then it's also mutter. However, derech kvias, that would be also even in Beis Knesses, to kvias always used as a shortcut, and just sitting down for a second and saying a posuk. We'll stop over here at the top of Samach Gimel, Amen Aleph, by the two dots.